Seattle Seahawks fullback Derek Coleman was 3 years old when his parents found out he was hearing impaired.
Dad always takes me to the barber shop, and, you know, when you go to your hairstylist and you go to your barber or whatnot, you know, you talk to him. You know, I wasn't really talking or responding well.
His parents got him hearing aids and taught him to lip read, and they encouraged him to direct his energy towards sports. Sports gave Coleman freedom. He told Marcy Simon, whether it's tag or football, how you play is all that matters.
When you go outside and play, you don't care whether that person has $10 million or $10. You know, when you're outside to play, you're out there to have fun. You're out there to judge the person solely on can they play the game. You know, if they want to play tag, can the person play tag well? Like, you know, they're going to be fun. And that's all they're looking at. And I felt like I didn't want people judging me based on my hand. I want them judging me based on my ability, my talent, and not the way I talk or something like that.
And you were good at football.
Oh, yeah. I turned out to be.
You did indeed.
It wasn't an easy road. If you look back in 7th and 8th grade and you saw me, you'd be like, there's no way. There's no way.
Besides not knowing the game, a lot of kids started younger than you did. Besides learning the rules, what were some of the biggest challenges for you when you actually started to take football seriously?
Believe it or not, that was the only challenge. You know, the challenge, most people think there was a big challenge to the fact that how am I going to hear, you know, him in the huddle or when he breaks off. You know, how am I going to put the helmet on? Is the hearing aid going to break? It was never a challenge because we took care of it way before it would have been a problem. For example, the feedback in hearing aid, is it going to break? Is it going to pop out when I get hit? We took care of that with some skull caps. I wear a skull cap under it to keep my sweat out, and I wear a skull cap over to keep it from popping out when I get hit and to keep the feedback from the helmet. In terms of is it going to damage my hearing, my mom took me to a doctor, and she got all that squared away. And then that was it. After that, it was just based on, okay, who playing quarterback? Who am I going to be talking to the most? And they'll come at me, and I'll be like, hey, I might need you to turn around and tell me one more time again. That'll be it. Like I can reach a lift and I can make this smooth as possible. And so we made all that stuff regarding the hearing side of it. We made sure that was already taken care of before we even got into football wise.
You work hard.
Yes, ma'am.
And your dad, that was something your dad taught you, right?
Oh yeah. He always tried to find ways to motivate me. Like when I needed to be faster and he would literally force me to go outside and run sprints on the cul-de-sac. And then he's saying, like, when your talent runs out, this hard work is going to pay off. And, you know, he said that nonstop to the point where I hate hearing it now. But, you know, he understood. You know, he came from where he came from and to where he is now. You look at him where he is now and think, oh, you had it easy, you know, you had a nice lifestyle and everything, but he worked hard for everything he did, and so did my mom. So, yeah, hopefully it runs in the DNA a little bit, too.
Yeah. Seattle Seahawks fullback Derek Coleman's with me. His new memoir is No Excuses. You write in No Excuses that your goal was to play in one NFL game. You not only did that, but your team, the Seahawks, my team, won the Super Bowl in 2014. You played again in the Super Bowl championship this year. Oh, so close, but not quite there. What did it mean to you, not just to realize that first dream, but to win it all?
It felt great. It was the first time I ever really won a championship in my life. And I never won the little title in high school. Mm. Didn't win nothing in UCLA, and it was like the first time I've ever won something. So, of course, that was great. But it was really about the journey, you know, not really the destination. The journey, everything that I went through and everything that I sacrificed and all that is paying off, and I'm enjoying it.
Do you wear that ring around?
No. Nope. That ring is in the safe at home. Actually, no, it's probably in my garage.
In your garage?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure some of you guys heard I lost my ring a while ago.
Yes.
But end up finding it through a very small world. But I don't know. It's just I love that ring, and you know, we just got another one for the NFC Championship. I don't really want it, but you know, I have two rings, and I'm looking at them. I'm like, these rings, like, they're nice, and you know, they're from Tiffany. But it's like as you said, it's really about the journey, not so much the destination. You know, like all the memories you go through, all the pictures that you look through about that year. Is that's all I need, really. Of course, that don't mean I'm gonna give away my ring, but you know, it's something that I know that I accomplish. You know, I don't really like to let the public know.
Well, just the last word from me is that you know that the 12 flags are still up in every window and on every car in the city.
Oh yeah, I see it every day. I'm driving right next to you guys every day, and I love it. You know, it's the support, and it's the great about it is, like you said, it's not just the city, it's the region. You know, the whole 12 is one community. You got Idaho, you got Oregon, you kind of got everybody there. It's just, it goes beyond football sometimes.
Derek Coleman, fullback for the Seattle Seahawks. He's been a Seahawk since 2012. He's legally deaf. His new book called No Excuses. He talked to Marcy Silman. The Seahawks start the preseason August 14th.